At the exhibit's opening in Wrangell's Nolan Center, local Kate Thomas looks at one of the 16 photographs on display, but she has to use a viewfinder.
Wow.
So what does your image look like?
I mean, there's depth to the photo. There's layers. Like 3D layers.
The photos are called stereograms because they're pairs of images. Peering through the viewfinder takes in the side-by-side images at once, creating an almost 3D effect.
Okay. Kind of crazy that that could occur, you know, 150 years ago.
The exhibit, 1868, My Bridge in Alaska, gives folks an interactive taste of the evolution of photography. After all, photographer Edward Muybridge is considered the father of moving pictures with his motion studies. If you've seen the famous 1878 film that proved a racehorse does in fact lift all its legs off the ground in a gallop, that's Muybridge. But the exhibit is also a testament to the changes of the Southeast Alaska region. Muybridge came to Alaska 1 year after the U.S. purchase from Russia. An American general commissioned him to take pictures of military forts in Sitka, Wrangell, and Tongass Island. Exhibit curator Mark Schaefer says Muybridge took advantage of his trip to produce any photographs he could sell to the general public. That included landscape photos and portraits of Native people. Schaefer says he needed to get the Alaska Native's perspective on his work to better understand what was happening beyond the frame.
You know, the pictures capture a period, a moment, which is not very good for Tlingit people. And the new people, the United States, that's taking control of the land, is not only taking the land, it's deciding that it wants these people, it wants to sever their connection to their own history.
Alaska audiences first saw the exhibit in January at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. It also traveled to Haines before coming to Wrangell. Considering Muybridge photographed Wrangell Island, Schaefer says the reactions of locals here is even more intimate.
I kind of thought some Native people might really hate the photographs because they show this moment, right? And I've been really surprised at how much the Native people love the photographs.
At the opening night, Schaefer projected one image for the crowd to reflect on. It's where the industrial park is now, and before that, the mill. The photo shows two totem poles in front of a plank house. Virginia Oliver recognized the Wrangell landmarks, currently held at the museum.
But this photo, I believe, is Lou Knapp and Sue Stevens' great-great-grandfather's house, Cottishan. Chief Cottishan of the Kaskakwedi people.
Stevens stood up to speak. She confirmed that was her great-grandfather's house and that he commissioned those totems. She enjoyed seeing the photo, but she wanted to explain to Schaefer what that time in history and beyond means to her.
You said earlier that every time Americans or Europeans stepped on our land that they claimed it, but we didn't recognize them as leaders. The Tlingits were never defeated by the Russians or the English or the French. So I just wanted to say that you can't, you know, just come to our land and say that kind of stuff.
Funding for the exhibit came from the museums, the Atwood Foundation, the Rasmussen Foundation, and the Alaska Humanities Forum. The exhibit's final stop is in Wrangell's Nolan Center. It will be there through August 31st. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.